state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again. If enough Americans act to regain their freedom, the alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 3657.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Well, here we are, surviving up in North Dakota. This is your host, James Kelso, on the American Freedom Party Report. We're coming to you live every Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And we invite you to call in on every show. So let me give you that number where you can reach us tonight. That's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we will be taking calls tonight on two themes. Our first theme will be the campaign of Mr. Harry Bertram, who is one of the board of directors members of the American Freedom Party. We'll interview Harry Bertram in the first hour of this two-hour show, and in the second hour, we will be covering the very exciting topic, also exciting, of the European elections and the surge of what the press calls the far right in Europe. And we've been predicting for weeks and months on this show that there would be a spectacular success by our sister parties in Europe, sister parties to the American Freedom Party. And indeed, that does appear to be happening as we speak. The election began on the Thursday, the 22nd, continued on Friday, the 23rd, and today, the 24th. And the bulk of the 350 million people eligible to vote, who will vote tomorrow, Sunday. So we'll have full results in our next show next week, but we've got a real taste of what's happening already, and we'll report on that here tonight. So let's jump into the first hour's topic here. We have as our guest an extraordinary man, a patriot named Harry Bertram, who is on the board of directors of the American Freedom Party. And you can look up news about Harry Bertram and his political campaigns for the American Freedom Party at our website, which is theamericanfreedomparty.us. I hope during tonight's show you'll browse over there on your computer to theamericanfreedomparty.us. And I hope you will do as our compatriots in Europe have been doing, which is joining patriot political parties to get into the political arena, to get our views that are expressed on our websites and our blogs and our papers and print media and our radio networks, to get them out into the political arena. And we have been remiss. Harry Bertram is an authority on this subject. We've been remiss in not pursuing the political angle for decades here in America. It's put us decades behind our European cousins, but better late than never. And on the line with us now is Harry Bertram. Harry, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you. It's our privilege. And the, you know, Harry, while many of us patriots were a little bit asleep at the wheel during decades when we didn't run anybody for political office, you, sir, were doing what we were failing to do, and that is you, on your own, without any political party to back you at all, you were running for political office going all the way back here. I'm looking at my notes. Harry's an old friend of mine, and I talked with him earlier today, and I took some notes as we talked. In refreshing my memory, Harry began running for political office way back somewhere around 1983, which would be 31 years ago. And he did this on his own. And I'm going to be developing a theme here in my interview with you, if it's all right with you. And that is, folks, that's you out there in our audience. You, as a patriot, can get involved in politics. Lose your skepticism. Lose your doubts about whether it's possible. The man you're going to be hearing from is the living proof that you can run for political office. Now, Harry, of course, now you are running currently. Tell the folks what your current campaign is.
I'm running for state senate in the 13th district in West Virginia, which encompasses Mongalia and Marion counties, and that would be in Morgantown, West Virginia, and the other big city in Marion County would be Fairmont. So overall, West Virginia is a rural mountain state, but this particular area that I live in also houses two major hospitals and West Virginia University, so there's a lot of moving and shaking going on where I live here. And you know, anytime you have a university, you always have your share of outsiders and liberals that come along with that. So obviously I make their life a little bit more interesting and uneasy, but that's okay, because if I didn't, then I wasn't doing something correct. So the more effective one becomes, the more they attack you or ignore you. They usually try two methods. Usually at first they probably ignore you, and then when they think that no longer works, then they attack. And if that no longer works, then they go back to ignoring you. Either way,
I like that.
We still win.
I like that. I've never heard it with that tail on it there, that they go back to ignoring you. I like that. I think that's
mm-hmm.
true.
Yeah.
The and now, folks, what you're going to be learning from Harry Bertram tonight is some of the stories of campaigns that he has run. I've lost track. I think Harry's also lost track of how many times he has run for how many different offices in both Ohio and West Virginia. The office he's running for now is a state Senate seat. This is no small change. The West Virginia, an important state, in many ways one of the best states in America for many demographic and other angles. West Virginia, and patriot angles, West Virginia has 34 state senators and 100 members of the House of Delegates, which are the legislature. So Harry is running for one of only 34 seats. Only about 17 are up for vote in this off-year election. So this is not a small potatoes thing to run for state Senate. Folks will remember David Duke got a lot of fame and a lot of attention, a lot of media, it still is, over his win in Louisiana in a Louisiana House of Representatives seat race, which was smaller than the one that Harry is running for right now. And the Harry, I want to let folks know some of the other seats and the other positions you've run for over the years from Ohio and West Virginia.
Oh, I've run for the House of Delegates several times in West Virginia. I've also run for school board in Ohio. I've run for mayor in a small town where I used to live. Also, city council. There was a office that had to deal with fixing roads and stuff, and I ran for that. And I, at one time I was entertaining the thought of running for Congress also in Ohio, but the amount of signatures to get on the ballot was just too much to accomplish, so that didn't happen. But, you know, the idea isn't always that you're going to win all the time, but the idea is that you try and let people know and educate them to the fact of who you are and what you're about. And that's a victory in itself right there, and then you build on that.
That is a victory. Stay tuned, folks, as we hear more from Harry Bertram right after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be.
Welcome back, folks. Our guest talking with us now is Harry Bertram of West Virginia, candidate for the West Virginia State Senate. And Harry was went through a catalog for you before the break of positions for which he has run. And the point I'm going to try to make as we interview Harry is that you out there can do it. And we in the American Freedom Party are hoping that you will. We need candidates. talking with Harry earlier, I painted this picture. West Virginia, which has a population, forgive me for forgetting, but you know, I'm guessing around 2 million, 1.5 million. West Virginia, if there were a patriot like Harry in every area of about 2 million people, there would be 150 Harry Bertrams in America. Folks who had run for office a dozen times over the last 30 years and who are hard charging at it today. And I'll tell you, if we in the American Freedom Party had access to 150 Harry Bertrams, we would not be lagging behind our European cousins as they surge in the elections in Europe this weekend. We'd be right up there with them shoulder to shoulder. And this can be done. It's not harder in your state. It's not harder in Michigan or Florida or California or Idaho to run for office than it is in West Virginia. And another point I hope that you'll hear in Harry's voice is that this is not something you can lead a normal life, have a regular, normal family and a normal, regular job, and you can, but you can run as a patriot for political office over and over again. This is not something you need to fear. It's not a death-defying feat. It isn't a financial bank breaker. Harry, let folks know how, if you can recall examples from your own experience, how inexpensively somebody could run for a significant political office.
Well, in West Virginia, you have the opportunity. Of course, you'd have to put time into it. So you could actually petition not to pay a filing fee because it was a burden on you. So if you got people to sign enough signatures on a petition stating that you can't afford a filing fee, it'd be waived. In some states, there is no filing fee, just the idea of getting signatures or putting your name on the ballot. Every state is different in ballot access laws.
Yeah, and I'll give an example of my own experience. In 1976, I ran for the United States Congress from the 5th Congressional District of Missouri, which is basically Jackson County, Missouri, which is Kansas City. And my filing fee, it's been a while, but it might have gone up a little bit. Back in 1976, I paid $100 in Jefferson City, Missouri. And that's all I had to pay. I didn't have to gather any signatures, and I appeared on the final ballot as an independent for U.S. Congress. And I was able to get my – Harry's going to tell you how this has worked for him. I was able to get my campaign statement, which at the time, back in 76, I wasn't quite as awake and alert as I am now to the peril that our people are in. At that time, my brand of patriotism was as a member of the John Birch Society. And so I was on my way. I was taking my baby steps into the patriot cause. But as a John Bircher, back in 1976 – I was able to get my campaign statement out to all 600,000 subscribers of the Kansas City Star in their campaign magazine, which is a big, thick thing. I had a big, long statement and a picture of myself. Went to 600,000 people. This is the kind of thing you can do in politics. Harry, let the folks know how you, because you got involved in politics, did that improve your access to radio?
Well, yeah, it always, if somebody has a local talk show and they're trying to cover all the candidates, then you get an invite, you know what I mean? So therefore you have access to the public and you can either, most time they want you to come into the studio, which I prefer to do anyway than over the phone. And then you can see how the studio works and they put the headset on you and they give you something to drink in between breaks and usually it's pretty quick because they got to play their commercials and they say their piece and then you have other candidates there. So in a one-hour show, you have about 45 minutes talk time and even less time than that, about 15 minutes to get what you want to say and everybody else has their say. So it goes pretty quick, actually. But
yes,
it's free. You just have to take the time to do it.
And it's not hard, folks. And the thing is that here's a psychological point. One of our board of directors members, Dr. Kevin McDonald, who's a professor of psychology, he has stated in his articles at theoccidentalobserver.net, his webzine, he's made the point that in order to persuade our patriot-oriented family, friends, and neighbors, our kinsmen, into getting more active, we have to show them that what we're doing has some status, that it's a thing that winners do, not losers, not fringe people, but winners do what we do in the American Freedom Party and other patriot causes. And when you're on the radio, when you're on television, when you're in the local newspaper, as Harry is, you know, this week, he just got another press coverage, you gain status. Psychologically, people look at that and they go, oh, this is something that's very reputable. It's in my newspaper. I'm hearing it in my car on the radio. I'm hearing Harry Bertram. Now, so you're accomplishing a lot that you couldn't accomplish without politics. And being part of an official political party, this also lends luster and status to your ideas. Harry, tell the folks out there who may find it unbelievable how little it has cost you to get 30-second spots on West Virginia radio stations.
Well, you know, it depends on the size of the station and what they play and whatnot. But I've done it for as little as probably $5.50 for a 30-second spot.
And, you heard it?
And the most up to about $15, $16 for a 30-second spot.
Folks, you heard it here, and you're not hearing things. It is that is exactly what you heard. $5 to $15 for a 30-second radio spot on a broadcast radio station. That's what Harry has been paying in his campaigns, and we in the American Freedom Party. That's what we now we're backing Harry. He's not having to do this all on his own as an incredible patriot operating out of his own. His own resources. We now have a political party backing Harry Bertram and other candidates, other patriots like Harry, who need something like a political party to give them some funding, to give them some legal help and some organizational help, to give them volunteers, to give them a label for what they're doing. So it's not just Harry Bertram running for office with Harry Bertram's ideas. He's running on a political platform that's nationwide, and now it's worldwide, as parties like the American Freedom Party are being created all over Europe, Australia, Canada, the entire European world, by our kinsmen who are fed up with being dispossessed, driven out of our own lands, driven out of our own institutions, watching our own nations being taken over by people, alien people, who have nothing to do with us and who, in fact, have a lot of contempt for us and a lot of ill will towards us. Let's see, Harry, now you just did get, I think, a newspaper coverage for the American Freedom Party. That was very nice. We talked about that today. We had a board of directors meeting. We'll come back to that right after this break.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Turn the tide and twist it, just an earthbound mystic
mind. How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era, where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
You're tuned in. You're really tuned in when you're listening to the American Freedom Party Report, because we're the future. We're the direction that our government and our nation needs to take. If we are to save our people and to save our land, as our compatriots are doing in Europe as they build patriot political parties. And our guest today, Harry Bertram, has been an all-star. He has been a pioneer. He's been, you know, part of the creation of the American Freedom Party really was inspired by those of us who had, over the decades, watched what Harry Bertram was doing. And Harry Bertram is the living proof that politics is not futile, it's not impossible, it's not backbreaking. Harry lives a very normal life and has a career and does things just as you would hope to do. And you might, because of all the scare talk and the whatever intimidation that's out there and the bullying, you might think, oh, it's too painful, it's too costly, it'll devastate me to run for political office. No, it won't. And one of the benefits of having a political party with some real status to it, like the American Freedom Party, that has people in it like Tom Sunick, Dr. Tom Sunick, Dr. Kevin MacDonald, Dr. Adrian Krieg, attorneys like Bill Johnson and Don Wassel, our executive director, this gives you a bulwark against people who might try to smear you or to make it difficult for you to run for political office. And there's a lot of protection for you. The American tradition and history and our government, our patriotic past, has a lot of protections built into political parties so that people are a little bit slow, much slower to attack you if you represent a political party than if you're just out there on your own by your lonesome. And America has 3,144 counties. The man that you're hearing today, and I hope you'll call in and talk with Harry Bertram. Let me give you the number. It's, you can talk directly to this patriot, 800-313-9443. He is in just one county, Mongalia County, West Virginia. There are 3,143 other counties, the largest being Los Angeles with 9.9 million people, the smallest county being Loving County in Texas with, are you ready for this? 72 people. If we can inspire people, show them by example that it's possible to run for office, give them a party, as we are with the American Freedom Party, under whose banner they can run, we can achieve the kind of gains we'll talk about here in the second hour of our show, and we'll talk about in real detail next week, when we cover the European Parliament elections, where patriots are finally, after decades of organizing, are winning. So whatever county you're in of those 3,144, and if you're in Alaska, it's not a county, it's called a borough. And if you're in Louisiana, where I used to live, it's called a parish. Please contact us at the American Freedom Party. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us. And we'll talk with you about how we can help you get engaged in some political campaign. And you don't have to, Harry, you know, let folks know there are so many different things you can run for, and it isn't a big deal. You don't have to do brain surgery on figuring out which thing to run for. You run for just about anything is helpful, is it not?
There's some things that you can run for that they're so small and they don't really pay that much, but, you know, the system wouldn't want you to have it regardless. I remember there was a gentleman not too long ago in New Jersey who ran for something like the Board of Parks, which had, you know, nothing to do with nothing. It was just a thing that, you know, people oversee a park. In other words, trees planted, garbage picked up, stuff like that. And they were upset to find out that he was a member of, I think, the National Alliance or something like that. They were very upset that he ran for that and actually got elected. And so that, and it, you know, it was probably a $5 filing fee. No signatures required on something like that. So down Florida, I remember a patriot ran for mosquito control board. And again, that was very, it's a low-paying job. And he didn't win, but he ran for it, and I gave him credit for that. And so there's vast things out there, depending on where you live, and you just have to check it out and see. It doesn't have to be for Congress or governor or senator or anything like that. It could be for something small as just like I described.
And
they have all this information at your county clerk courthouse as to who's up and how much it is and what you have to do, and they're very helpful usually in helping people do those kind of things.
Yeah, and folks, we're here to help you in the American Freedom Party. So if you want access to folks like Dr. Kevin McDonald and Dr. Tom Sunick and Dr. Adrian Krieg, and you want some of their expertise, it's there waiting for you. If there are many ways you can participate. If you want to run for political office, talk to us. Go to our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us, and somebody like Bill Johnson would be happy to talk with you personally about, well, what could you run for, and what would be suitable for you, what would work for you, how much would it cost, what would the legal angles. We can help you solve all of these things. What you're bringing to us is that most precious commodity is a candidate. So if that's all you do is bring a candidate to the patriot cause, there are others who are ready to do all the other things, such as, for instance, finance your campaign. That's another way that you can help out there, folks. If you have a little bit of money, this is your chance to save your country and your people and your whole entire future for your family. So this is a good investment to make right now. Invest everything you've got in our cause right now. You may not be Invest it now while you have a chance. And then you can give your volunteer work. You can help out. You can be a participant. So we encourage you to join the American Freedom Party. The our guest, Harry Bertram, has run for a variety of offices. There are thousands and thousands. I know I've talked with Harry on the phone, you know, in the past. Well, he was thinking, well, what do I run for? Will it be the House of Delegates? That is the legislature, the state Senate, a city council seat? How about running for the governorship or state or the Senate even? So, Harry, tell folks a little more about some of the things you've run for and, you know, how you've gotten the word out that way.
Well, I did make a little history when I ran for the special election for governor that they had in 2011, and that was to replace Joe Manchin, who ran for Senator Byrd's seat, who died. And so I made history on that because the time was shorter. They cut the signature requirement because of, a shortened time. It didn't qualify us to be on the ballot. They made sure of that. They wrote that in the rule. But we had probably 50-some people that were hired, mercenaries and volunteers alike, who helped get signatures. And once we got on the ballot, and of course that was a big victory, then, you know, I put the word out to the media and Associated Press and different newspapers around the state contacted me, and you know, I gave them a little interviews, and they was wondering how I did it, and I said, well, I had a lot of help, and a lot of people donated to help get on there, because I couldn't have did it myself. I work a full-time job on the railroad, and there was no way that I could have did all this. So it's, but I had to engineer and coordinate and beg and plead with people to do things, but that's just part of the thing you have to do on a statewide level. But, you know, we didn't have much of an organization. So, and of course, after we got in the news and whatnot, there was different people that contacted me, didn't even know we existed. And that helped build a bridge work and got some people active and helping out throughout the state. So it's
excellent.
It's a good way to recruit and educate and get out there to the public. There's no better way to do it than run for office, really.
Harry, Mark in Georgia wants to ask you a question. Mark, are you there?
Hi. I'm concerned. I tried to ask a question. They at the GOP meeting today, and they just flat out, how dare you? You have your own agenda, and all I was trying to get at is when it pass the political theatrics of pretending that all this rhetoric is going anywhere. And I tried to ask about the illegitimate changes to our Constitution, and they got all bent out of shape and then made it out to be my fault that I'm asking a question they don't know how to deal with. The Freedom Party is about reinstating the organic Constitution. Am I correct, or at least having a legitimate dialogue about reinstating the organic Constitution? Is that correct?
Well, yes, that's correct, and you got to remember...
Harry, hang on. We're going to take a break, folks. We're going to answer Mark's question in full when we get back.
What's the best source of information on the internet? ANUnews.net. ANUnews.net is regularly updated with the best cross-section of news and views you need to fully understand what's going on in the world and why. ANUnews.net finds the most informative and provocative articles to be found on the internet for you to read. ANUnews.net is your online daily newspaper, an important weapon in the battle to arm Americans with the information they need to defeat the one-worlders and cultural Marxists. Make ANUnews.net a regular part of your internet experience. You'll be glad you did by visiting ANUnews.net.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books. Titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back, folks. I'm your host, James Kelso. This is the American Freedom Party Report. Our guest is Harry Bertram. He'll only be with us for a few more minutes, and we've got a question, a great question from Mark in Georgia. Mark asked, does the American Freedom Party want to restore the organic constitution, the founding father basis of America, the wonderful institutions that our founders created, our ancestors created? And the answer, the short answer, Mark, is yes. And let me tell you how that came to be. The origin of the American Freedom Party is this. We're just like you. We're a bunch of people who were very frustrated, incredibly frustrated, at the repeated failure of the Republican Party to reform itself, the repeated failures of efforts like Pat Buchanan's effort within the Republican Party and Ron Paul's effort within the Republican Party. Over and over again, we've been rebuffed, just as you were rebuffed at the meeting you just attended and treated like, treated very badly. That's the way we have from that experience that we all share came the frustration, we've got to have another political party. And the design for that party, to answer your question, was we simply took all of the whole list of patriot causes that we all share. You know, and you run into another patriot. We all share the same ideas. We just took those ideas, put them into a party platform shape, and that was the basis for the American Freedom Party. So just about everything that you've ever dreamed of, Mark, that you wanted the Republican Party to do, that you were trying to get done today, we made a political party out of that. Does that answer your question?
The problem then is, going ahead and form a party and blah, 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 blah. It's like, you people have rigged the game. Karen Handel was our Secretary of State, and she campaigned on political rhetoric about we're not going to allow these touchscreen voting machines. And then as soon as she got in office, she backflipped and did the very thing she said against. And I'm like, I listen to what you people say, and then I look at what you do, and it doesn't add up, and they make it out as though I'm the problem, because I'm saying, you people got a problem.
Oh, you're on the phone.
In front of your own eyes, and you want to obsess about the speck in theirs, and I'm like, hello?
Yeah. Well, Mark.
And that's the thing that's bugging me, is you're doing nothing to clean up your own house, including how the GOP doesn't even follow its own rules.
Right.
And,
well,
the GOP
is rotten to the core. You know, and we just had to conclude that. You know, I was very involved in the Ron Paul campaign. So was Bill Johnson, the chairman of the American Freedom Party. Ron Paul held his VIP get together in Bill Johnson's house in California, a $2,100 a plate get together for the VIPs in California. We were very involved in the Ron Paul campaign, and there was no American Freedom Party. Here's the good news, Mark. There is a happy ending to this story. It isn't always frustrating. You don't always get betrayed, as you gave an example there. The parties that are sister parties to ours in Europe that are decades ahead of ours, they are in the process of winning right now. And stay tuned for the second hour of our show, where we'll talk about how we can win and not be betrayed. But in our closing minutes here with Harry Bertram, let me see. Okay, have you got another quick question for Harry Bertram there from Georgia?
I think that I've been giving thought to a restoration amendment, and one thing that I think would be vitally important is to, if the founders knew what we'd wind up with, I think they would have tacked onto the First Amendment that when the people petition for redress of grievance, the people should be in a position to demand a public referendum that counteracts the body.
Harry, address that.
And we need to have some means of saying, look, we the people demand
absolutely
a legitimate referendum like they have
Mark,
in Iceland, and say, we don't owe this debt.
Yeah, Mark, Harry, address in the closing minute we've got here, tell folks, what does the American Freedom Party think about people having a referendum vote?
Oh, yeah, well, we're always for that. You know what I mean? The thing of it is that even if you did get something and you passed it, they'll get a federal judge to overturn it, just like it did with gay marriage or anything else. So, I think what eventually is going to happen as the country goes further and further in debt and things get worse and worse in this country, that's what's going to bring about the renewal and the patriotic response that we need. There's far too many people that are sitting on their hands and wanting somebody else to do it for them. I think they're going to have to get a little bit more hungry. I'm sorry, but they're not hungry yet enough. There's too many people collecting food stamps and different things and eating and playing with cell phones and video games, and it hasn't got bad enough yet. But
Harry, another thing, another missing ingredient, Harry, is that they've been buffaloed into thinking it's too hard to run for office, it's too impossible, and folks. We're offering you Harry Bertram. He'll be on the show here again repeatedly because he's our star candidate. He will be on to let you know it's not that hard to run. Harry, folks can make campaign contributions to your campaign, and I urge you to do it. It's at the AmericanFreedomParty.us that you can help out. And anything that you mark as you make a campaign contribution or a contribution at the AmericanFreedomParty.us, mark it. That it's for the Harry Bertram campaign for state senate in West Virginia, and that's exactly where it will go. Harry's good friend, Don Wassel, runs the website to which you'll be contributing there. And so we'll be there to help Harry out as we were with gathering signatures and past campaigns and helping him out. And we'll do that for other Patriot candidates. Be a political party for you and let you have the benefit of the collective wisdom of people who have solved all sorts of problems already for you. How to register, how to get on the ballot, how to get onto a radio show, how to get an interview, how to do everything associated with running for office. And then we'll also help you. If you don't want to run for office, you just want to help other people run for office, well, we'll help you get your money or your volunteer work behind effective political campaigns. Harry, I don't want to take up more than an hour of your valuable time. It's been a wonderful to have you on the show, and I look forward to our next interview with you. Is there anything you'd like to say to the folks as you take off?
Yeah, final closing statement. I would just like to, everybody asks me when I go to different meetings and whatnot, so what can I do? I'm only one person. And here's what you can do. You can either make a contribution. You can sign up and pass out our literature, get the National Times newspaper, or you can do both. But whatever you do, don't do nothing. Don't sit there and be a bump on the log. Get out there, put literature out, spread the word however you can, either internet or make phone calls or, some kind of support system. That's what we need. The more people circulating things, the better. And there's never enough. You always need more. So don't think you can't help. You can. Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. Simple as that.
Thank you, Harry, so much. We'll see you again in soon, I hope.
Yes,
Take
sir.
Care.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Well, folks, we're going to head into our second hour. We're going to talk about people in Europe specifically who are in the process of winning political power, winning with political parties. They are proving that folks like Harry Bertram are right, that politics is not, in fact, a vain, futile pursuit. It is, in fact, one of the things that's necessary for us as one of the tools in our tool bag as patriots. And the American Freedom Party was created for you so that you would have a political party that exactly, as Mark was asking, exactly represents your views and is not some frustrating runaround where just the simplest piece of common sense is hooted down and squashed at Republican gatherings and by political insiders and operatives in the Republican Party. Of course, we've given up on the Democrat Party years ago. There used to be a bunch of good folks in the Democratic Party. But now we're talking about the American Freedom Party. We'll come back with our second hour right after this break.
Financial uncertainties.